sings to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let a day go, won't let a day go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And sing about, there ain't no limitations to your amazing grace, your amazing grace. And there's something about the way your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. I'm gonna sing a brand new song.
We have Jesus in our lives and we are getting better every day. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3. We are getting bigger and better every day. My name is Reverend Dr. E.K. And it's time for Generation 419. Most exciting program where young people gather to learn the word of God and also to have fun. No limitation, we're taking over.
Bigger every day. Arena, it's a manga. Silent voice of failure. We make success louder. Bigger and bigger, we're bigger, it's realer than real. And we are.
My guests are ready.
The love that we chose, we're balling in the.
I believe you at home, you're also ready.
We will never stop.
We will never stop. We have an interesting topic for discussion this morning.
Before I got joy, like,
so we want you to get ready.
Like a pizza, 'cause I'm bigger, bigger. I'm bigger, yeah.
We know who we are, we're born of God, oh. We know what to do.
Don't change the dial, just be here. Sweet Melodies 94.3, Generation 419. Galatians 4:19 says that my little children, in whom I travel in birth again,
they cannot stand us,
until Christ be formed in you. We are on fire. Living fire, green fire every day. I am getting bigger every day, every day. Bigger every day. Bigger every day. Guys, you are welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3. I'm welcoming you. I said you are welcome to Sweet Melodies 94. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Yes, so you are welcome.
Thank you.
I welcome you again, and I'll wait for a response. You are welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I'm getting bigger. Okay, so my guests are ready to introduce themselves, and then we start. It's over, hey. I'm watching you open the ram, and I go, hey. God, did you hover? And I come now, for hey. Man, I told you, hey. Man, I ask you, God, did you hover? Come, Nebu. I said, no, dear, easy, man. This year, them go surely see the difference between... So this morning, I'm hosting the young people from... QFC, Kodesh Family Church, the Mighty God Cathedral,
not by power,
not by mind,
but by the Spirit of the living God. Anything is possible, bigger than we used to be. We have moved, I say we have moved.
Not by
power, not by mind,
not by mind,
yeah.
But by the Spirit of the living God. Everything is possible.
Bigger than we used to be. Yeah. We have moved, we have moved.
Not by power.
Not by might.
Oh, no.
But by the Spirit of the living God. Yeah. Anything is possible. Bigger than we used to be. We have moved. I said we have moved.
We are getting bigger and better every day. All right, guys, I would like you to introduce yourselves to our listeners. So let me start from you.
My name is Angel Christine Sumpa Osei.
Angel Christine Sumpa Osei. Wow. Tell your names are long, pal. Angel Christine. What is Angel Christine? What does it mean?
Angel means messenger of God, and Christine means follower of Christ.
Oh, Angel Christine. Nice, beautiful name. Yes.
My name is Emanuela. My name is Emanuela.
Speak into the microphone so that we can hear you.
My name is Emanuela Gosso Aivo.
Emanuela. Okay, so Emanuela, you just tell her that you are the female version of Emmanuel. Is that it?
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes.
My name is Diamond Kathleen Amanyako Adagu.
Diamond Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Kathleen Ama.
Nyakwa.
All right, so the Ama is telling us that you are Saturday born. All right, so all of you are from the Kodesh Family Church. Is it SCC?
Yes.
SCC Mandela?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, so today we'll be discussing the parable of the fishing net, the parable of the fishing net. So you are told me, want you to get your Bible, your pen, your notebook, everything ready, and be ready also to contribute to what we'll be discussing this morning.
Yeah. When we step in the arena, it's a manga. Silent the voice of failure, we make success louder. Bigger and bigger, oh, bigger is real.
And our foundational scripture will be taken from Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 47 to 52. And so at home, we want you to write it down. Our topic for discussion is the parable of the fishing net. The parable of the fishing net. And our scripture, okay, we can find that parable in Matthew chapter 13, verses 47 to 52. Okay, Matthew 13, 47 to 52. Okay. All right, so which of you be reading the which of you be reading for us?
Please me.
Who is me? Okay, Ella. Ella, so you are reading the whole scripture for us.
Yes,
okay,
please.
So let's go.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 47 to 52.
Okay.
It says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net which was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it to a shore and sat down and sorted the good ones into vessels, but threw the bad ones away.
Mm.
So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire. The men will weep and gnash their teeth.
Mm.
Have you understood all this? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Amen.
Amen. So you have just read the foundational scripture that we have, the passage that we have, and it is about the parable of the fishing net.
Yes.
So in the question Jesus asks, in the passage, Jesus asks them a question, that, have you understood all this? This morning, I'm also asking all of you, have you understood all this?
Yes.
So Christine, let me start from you. How do you understand this passage? Like, what's your view on what we have just read?
My view on what I have just read is...
How do you understand it?
I understand it that at the end of the world, God will gather his angels and gather the men, all good and unrighteous.
Mm.
And he will separate the wicked from the righteous and throw the wicked into the fiery furnace.
That's correct. That's correct. So that's one portion. So at the end of age, when everything is said and done, God will finally separate the wicked from the righteous. Okay, so that's very good. That's one point. But that's your understanding. Ella, no, let me come to Amma. Amma, speak. What's your understanding of what we have just read?
I understand.
Sorry?
The scripture talks about like a church which was there to gather many kinds of members, and it's there. Then when a time The angels will come and come and judge, come and separate the good ones from the bad ones.
Okay.
And they'll throw the worthless into the fiery furnace where they'll cry, weep, and gnash their teeth.
Wow.
And there'll be regrets.
There'll be regrets. Definitely there'll be regret. Emanuela, you read the passage for us. Yes, so tell us how you also understand what you have read.
I understand it by Jesus is giving a story about how the world is going to end.
That's true.
And the wicked will suffer in the end, and the righteous will be happy in the end.
So the wicked will suffer, righteous will be happy. Now, in all your submissions, all of you, as you kept talking, I heard the word wicked. Who are these wicked people? Who are these wicked people that they will suffer at the end and will be thrown into a certain fire? Who are these wicked people?
They are the unrighteous. What's
your definition of a wicked person per the passage we read this morning?
A wicked person may talk about greediness.
Somebody who is greedy. To you, a wicked person is a greedy person.
Yes.
All right, who else?
A bad person.
A bad person.
Selfish.
A selfish person. Wow. Ella, who is a wicked person according to the passage we just read?
A wicked person is someone who does not share, who sees needy people, has money but will not give them. And when someone is suffering,
yeah,
the person will not help.
Wow. That's a wicked person. Christine, Angel Christine. Charlie, you really look like an angel. The way you are, even your composure. Angel Christine. Okay, speak.
A wicked person is someone that doesn't care about the poor. When he sees a poor person, he'll just pass by the person. Instead of giving the person money, he'll keep the money for himself.
Wow. So all the answers you are giving, they are all correct answers. Now, what are some of the similarities that you will notice in the scripture we just read? Okay. Are there some similarities? The scripture we read, are there similarities?
Yes.
They are?
Okay. There's one.
Yes, Amma. Yes, tell us one similarity. Emanuela.
They will all go to one place.
They all go to one place to be
like
separated.
A church.
Okay, a church.
Every righteous, unrighteous, they all go to one church. But at the end, they will be separated.
Okay.
That's the similarity.
Okay, so I think that's what Amma was trying to explain. That we are all in the church. Do you understand? As young people. We are all in the church. But even before we even come there, all right, let me ask you this question. Do you as young people believe in hell? Do you believe that when you die and you are not saved, as young people, you can also end up in hell?
Yes.
Do you believe that hell is also for children, or children can also go to hell?
Yes.
When they don't actually accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Is that children's service hell? Is there a special hell for young people? Or hell is hell?
Hell is hell.
I also think hell is hell. I don't think that there's a place that is for children. As for children, their fire is different from adults. I think that hell is hell. Okay. So this is all of us in a church, or we are all at one place, and we are trying to serve God with our lives. But some people are really not taking serving God seriously.
Yes.
They don't, how do you call it? They don't accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. And I think that is a basic requirement, all right, to be accepted into heaven. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, okay? Now, you can do a lot of things. So as we are in church, we do a lot of things. What are some of the things we do at church? Personally, Ella, what do you do? Amma, what do you do at church?
I sing.
You sing. So singing is not the same as being born again. Do you get it?
Yes.
What else do? You sing. Okay, Ella, what do you do?
I sing.
You sing. Hey, you have brought me choir stairs. Christine, what do you do?
Sometimes I sing.
Sometimes you sing. And sometimes what do you do? Sometimes too, but you don't dance.
I dance in school.
You dance at school, but you don't dance at church. Why?
I'm shy.
You are shy at church or you are shy at school? Where is the shyness at?
Church. Everywhere.
The shyness is everywhere. Ella, do you dance?
Sometimes
you dance and sometimes you don't dance. Okay. So I think that the basic similarity from what we have just read or the passage we have just read is the fact that all of us will be at one place. Okay. So just as this is a sea where fishes will be caught, we are all inside the sea. But all of us there, we behave differently.
Yes.
Okay. We behave differently. And when God appears, that is where the separation will happen. Okay. Now, read verse 47 again.
Verse 47.
Yes.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net which was thrown into the sea.
Just the verse 47.
And gathered fish of every kind.
Okay. Yeah. So, the kingdom of heaven is like, is what?
It's like a net.
A net. Okay.
Which was thrown into the sea.
Which was a net that was thrown into the sea. Okay.
And gathered fish of every kind.
And gathered fish of every kind. So the similarity here is that we are all in the sea. Okay. A net will be thrown. And the net will gather all of us. But when you continue reading, that is where the separation will come.
Yeah.
Okay. That is where the separation will come. If you have just joined us, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3. And this is Generation 419. We are talking about the parable of the fishing net in Matthew 13, verse 47 to 52. All right, so you at home, you can also contribute to what we are saying by sending us a message on 0279-100600, 0279-100600. Or you can also call us on the same line. You can call us and contribute to what we are discussing on 0279-100600, 100600. So you can call us, you can send us a message. It's the parable of the fishing net. Everybody come and raise your hands if you know he's been good, if you know it's been by grace. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come and move to the left. Everybody come and move to the right, yeah. Come and move to the left, yeah. Come on, somebody, just be by grace that we're alive. Lift your hands and shout to the Lord. All right, I think we have our first caller. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Oh, we've lost him. Please call back. All right, so we are discussing the fact that we are all in one place, or one of the similarity is that we are in one place, okay, and a church or a particular place, okay, and then the net is being thrown and we are gathered at one place and there is a separation. Let's come to where the separation happens. What will cause the separation? Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, hi, we can hear you. Can you hear us? Wow, I'm sure they cannot hear us, but they should be able to hear us. All right, so please call again. We can hear you. We can hear you. So I'm saying that let's get to where the separation came in. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi. Can you lower the volume of your radio set, please? All right, so if you call us or if you want to call us, kindly lower the volume of your radio set. Okay, lower the volume and hear from the phone, not from the radio. If you hear from the radio, there'll be a feedback. So hear from the phone that you are calling us with. And I'm sure that you'll be good to go to make your submission here. Okay. Okay. Hello, good morning. All right, maybe we'll have to work on this. All right, so I'm saying that let's get to where we have the separation. What are some of the things that will cause the fishes to be separated? Okay, because we have seen where we are told that an angel will appear and separate the bad ones from the good ones. Okay, what are some of the things that will cause the separation? Emanuela.
Some of the things that will cause the separation is that in fishes,
okay,
there are spoiled ones,
okay,
and there are fresh ones.
Fresh ones, yeah.
So they have to throw the spoiled ones away and use the fresh ones.
Okay, so if you bring it to us as young people, do you understand? As children, okay, what will cause the separation? As in, why will some people go to heaven and others will not go?
Because it is written in the Bible that we have to be righteous and follow his good deeds.
Okay.
And those who will not follow his good deeds will have to go, will not be permitted to go to heaven.
Mm.
They will be judged and rather sent back to the fiery furnace.
Amma, yes. Amma, tell us something.
As she said, the fishes they'll throw the spoiled ones away and keep the fresh ones. Like as young ones, there are some people who are righteous and some of them are unrighteous. So
before you even continue, what will make a young person unrighteous? As young people, what are the things that will make us unrighteous?
When you steal.
When you steal, okay.
Lie.
Stealing, lying.
Yeah. Insulting. Worshipping other gods, except from.
Other gods. Do children worship other gods?
Yes.
Some.
What are the other gods children worship?
Like in
Christine, TV. Christine wants to talk. Yes, Christine.
TV.
Okay, watch TV.
They look on the phone, their phones, instead of doing their quiet time. And instead of going to do their quiet time or praying before they start eating, they'll just, when they wake up, they'll ask, "Mommy, where is my food?"
So I think before, just last week here, I had the young people from the Heritage Baptist Church, and when they came, we were talking about how young people can keep themselves from idols. And what you are mentioning were the same things they also mentioned. So we established last week that anything that takes the place of God in your heart is an idol. And they mentioned television. When excessive watching of television, when television now takes the place of God in your heart, it becomes an idol. Okay, so Amma, you are mentioning that an idol, people who worship idol, okay, are unrighteous people. And obviously, God do not like such people and they can't make it to heaven. All right, so continue. I get it.
So, as I was saying, the fishes, the fresh ones, and the spoiled ones, will throw the spoiled ones away. So, like, as human beings.
As young people.
As young people, the righteous will be kept.
Okay, so let me come back again. What can make young people righteous?
By doing your quiet time.
Okay.
Reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible. Christine, you want to say something? Yes.
One example of us being righteous is that we should be praying every day.
We should pray every day. Yes. When you pray every day, you get closer to God. Do you understand? When you read your Bible, you get closer to God. When you have your quiet time consistently, you become you get closer to God. Okay. And the more you are, or the closer you are to God, the more righteous you become. Do you understand? And the farther away you are from God, the more righteous you become. Do you get it? All right.
Just give me that, and show me that. The way you show him. I gotta tell you that I'm back in the way.
All right, so you are at home, you can call again, okay? We are trying, or we have rectified the problem. I don't know what it is, but I think you should try and call again, okay? 0279-100-600. Many of you were calling, or many of you called, just that either you couldn't hear us, or I don't know what the problem was. But try and call again, okay? My producer is here. He's going to work on it. 0279-100-600. 0279-100-600. Okay, so you can... Okay, so I'm thinking we have a caller. All right. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Please, can you hear us clearly?
Yes, please.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so we are talking about the parable of the fishing net. What's your contribution, please?
I think it's just about we doing the right thing so that you can be righteous.
Mm.
So that at the end, it won't be like the spot fish will be thrown away.
Wow. Please, your name and where you are calling from?
I'm Miriam. I'm calling from Dansoman.
Miriam from Dansoman. So you are saying that we have to be righteous so that we don't become the spot fish or the bad fish that was thrown away.
So that we won't end up in hell.
We won't end up in hell. Thank you so much, Miriam, for calling. Our greetings to all the people in Dansoman. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
So Miriam has called, and then she also summarized what we are learning. She's saying that as young people, we have to be righteous. We have to be righteous. Like we are saying, Amma, you have to be righteous. And we're mentioning things that can make us righteous. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling from.
My name is Isaiah.
Your name is Isaiah. Isaiah, yes. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Media.
Media, yes. That's my friend from Media. Isaiah, what's your contribution to the parable of the fishing net?
Please, my contribution is about, please, as young people, we are supposed to be closer to God, praying, living a holy life, so that anything that you ask God, He give it to you.
Thank you so much. Our greetings to all our friends at Media. Keep listening to Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies, okay? Okay.
Please,
yes.
My contribution is the parable of Jesus Christ. It's a story that Jesus told his disciples about rapture.
Yes. Yes. That's correct.
So, like the righteous will go to heaven and the unrighteous will go to hell.
Wow.
So, I'm praying that everybody on this earth should give his life to Christ so that we can all go to heaven.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So, all of us should give our lives to Christ so that we'll end up in heaven. Thank you so much, Isaiah from Media. God bless you. Okay?
Yes.
Wow. I have a text here. Let me read this. This one says that, okay, let's pick a caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Your name and where you are calling us from, please.
Please, my name is Laurel.
Your name is?
Laurel.
Laurel.
Yes.
From where, please?
I'm calling from Dansoman.
Dansoman. I think today Dansoman is doing well. Somebody is doing well. All right, please, your contribution to the parable of the fishing net.
My contribution is we have to
obey the Ten Commandments of God,
mm-hmm.
to also avoid ourselves from sinning,
mm.
so that we can be separated from the bad people.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Wow. Thank you so much.
Read the Bible, pray, get closer to God,
mm-hmm.
and as our sisters say, we do our quiet time every day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We are grateful.
You're welcome.
Keep listening to Generation 419. All right, guys. So are there promises and are there some promises? Are there some commands, prayers in the scripture we just read?
Yes.
Okay, so Christine, let me start with you. Can you mention any prayers or any form of command that you can think of? Yes.
The prayer topic that we'll find in the scripture mm-hmm. is that we should pray to God that he should help us to be righteous mm. so that at the day of the rapture,
mm.
we'll go to heaven and not be in hell.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think it's an important prayer to pray, that God will help us to be righteous. I think it's one of the struggles we have as young people, or even as human beings, to be righteous is difficult, quite difficult. Someone is calling us. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, your name and where you are calling from, please.
My name is Seram.
Your name is Seram. Seram from Abelinkbe. Okay, Seram, what's your contribution to what we are talking about, please?
When you read your Bible and pray, tell other people about Jesus, it gets you closer to God.
Amen. When you read your Bible and you pray and you tell others about Jesus Christ, it makes you get closer to God. Sarah, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, continue. Oh, we've lost. Bye. Sarah, bye-bye from Abelinkbe. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I contribute.
Can you, sir, please, can you lower the volume of your radio set?
Okay.
We can. Hello, sir. We can still.
Not everyone who says, "Oh Lord," can enter the kingdom of heaven, but who does the will of my Father?
Sir, please. We can hardly hear you. So we would advise you lower. Wow. Sir, we can hardly hear you, so we advise that when you call us, kindly lower the volume of your radio set totally so that you hear us from the phone. Otherwise, there'll be a feedback. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So please lower the volume of your radio set because we can hear you. Your name, please.
My name is William.
Your name is William. William calling us from where?
Abelinkbe.
William, you are calling us from Abelinkbe. Okay, so today, Dansoma Abelinkbe, you are doing well. Yes, William, what's your contribution to the parable of the fishing net?
When you pray to God and you stop sinning, you get close to God.
You get close to God. That's right. That's correct. Thank you so much, William. Keep listening to Generation 419, okay? Every Saturday. All right. So, guys, let me read this message, and then someone says that, so this is Sarah from Dansoma. She said, as children, we are to obey the Ten Commandments so that we can make it to the rapture. May God help us all. Yes, so, Christine, you are talking about something. You said, what are you saying? Mm-hmm.
I said that the prayer talk pick
yes.
is about we should pray that God should help us
to be righteous. Yes.
so that when it's the day of the rapture, we could make it to heaven.
We can make it to heaven. You can. So I think it's like I was saying, it's a good prayer topic to pray, that God will make us righteous. God should make us righteous as young people. Because even though we are young, our sins are a lot. We think about so many bad things. We do so many bad things. But we are just hoping and praying that God will make us righteous people. All right. Ella, any prayer topic again? Or any command or any promise for us in the scripture? Amma, any prayer, any promise, any command?
A promise.
Yeah, what's the promise?
The promise God made was that wicked people will be thrown into the fiery furnace.
He has promised he will never fail.
Yes.
Yeah. And then righteous people, if wicked people will be thrown into fire, what will happen to righteous people?
The righteous will be in heaven.
Righteous people will be in heaven. That's true. Now, what will be the lessons, okay? What will be the lessons? All of us will talk about this. What will be the lessons that we'll learn from this scripture? Or what are the values as Christians that we can learn from the scriptures that we have just read? I think there's a text here. This one says that I really love the kids. I really love this kids. Charlie, the English is not English in at all. I really love this kids. I wish I have a kid like that. God bless you guys. I promise to visit you in your church. God bless you and keep you up. Please pray for me before you close. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Pastor.
Yes, please, your name and where you are calling from.
Yes, my name is Michael.
Michael, from where, please?
Yes, from Zambo Zongo.
From Zongo?
Yes, Zongo.
Which of the Zongos?
Zambo Zongo, Abosokai.
Abosokai Zongo?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, Mike.
I just called to congratulate your guests.
Okay.
They are doing well.
Amen.
And we, the adults, are also learning from them.
Mm.
Yes, because they have talking about a lot of things. We are always following Generation 419.
Wow, God bless you.
I love them. They are. God will bless them.
Amen.
Give them long life and give them good health.
Uncle says God will bless you. You don't say amen.
Amen.
The most important thing is that they should get closer to God.
Mm.
And Bible always, and pray always.
Mm.
That's the most important thing. Amen. Because the moment you get closer to your Bible and pray, those insults and those things will not come into your mind.
It's true.
Yes. So they should continue this way. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Uncle Mike. We are grateful. Thank you, and keep listening to Generation 419. All right. So like I was reading the text here. And this one says, I really love these kids, and I wish I have a kid like that. God bless you guys. I promise to visit you in your church. Visit you in your church. We have a caller. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please, your name and where you are calling us from.
Please, I'm called Comfort. I'm calling from 37.
Comfort from 37.
Yes, please.
37, okay. 37 area or 37 hospital?
37 area.
All right, Comfort, what's your contribution to Generation 419?
Please, my contribution is that in every situation, you have to put God first and pray every day.
That's right. Every situation, put God first and pray every day.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Comfort. Our greetings to 37 residents.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling us from.
My name is Jesse. I'm calling from Achimota.
Jesse from Achimota.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse, please, what's your contribution?
Okay, I just want to say that on the day of judgment, there will be no excuse for anyone who will go to hell.
It's true.
because God has warned us about hell countless times.
Mm.
So we should live our lives to please Him in order to escape hell.
Hallelujah. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Okay. Let me continue my text. Anytime I'm reading, somebody calls. I really love this kid. I wish I have a kid like that. God bless you guys. I promise to visit you in your church. God bless. So our church is where?
SCC Mandela.
SCC Mandela. Kodesh Family Church, SCC Mandela. Where is SCC Mandela?
Mighty God Cathedral. On the road to Kaswa.
Yes. Kaswa. Life is a journey. But not on the Kaswa Road. So Kaswa, okay. Kaswa. Mm-hmm. SCC. Yes. So you say you alight at SCC.
Yes. And there's a taxi round.
There's a taxi round there.
You say you're going to Lighthouse.
And they'll bring you there. Okay. What's the name of your pastor?
Bishop Kweku Sompause.
Oh, Bishop Kweku Sompause. All right. Okay. So that is Mighty God Cathedral. If you are in and around SCC Mandela, SCC Mandela is by the mall,
yes,
West Hills Mall,
yes,
around that area. And if we are around a good place, so they fry Kiliwili or Jollof, they do Jollof around your area, the church. Is that Jollof joint or something?
Yes.
There's
yes.
a Jollof joint.
Yes.
As I mean, I can see Jollof. I can see. I said, no, there will be a Jollof joint there. All right. And the person says, another text has come. My name is Isaiah from Kutubabi. The parable of the net teaches us that God will judge according to the way we are either good or bad. Yes. If you live a bad life, God will judge us. Okay. And then this one says that, please pray for me before you close. So that is Emanuela. They say we should pray for her before. Father, we pray for Emanuela. Father, may you keep her. Help her to live a good life. Help her to become righteous and get closer to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. This one says, hello, my name is Kelvin Opoku from Heritage Baptist Church, and my question is, when God saves a person and that person backslides, is God going to save that person again? When God saves you and you backslide, will God save you again? I think so.
Yes.
I think so. Even the parable of the prodigal son should teach us that when you go and come back, God will accept you. God will collect you. God will collect you, Ampa. He will collect you. Then, okay, so this one is long. The person says that failure to accept one's mistake and repent could cause the separation. Refusal to remain steadfast. I first thought to be steadfast is to always be on track for Christ, not until I read the rules of church work by Bishop Darkeyward Nils. It also meant to return immediately you deviate. Esther. Esther, your text, I don't understand. All right, so this one says that, please, how do we get closer to God? I think we mentioned that.
Yes.
What are some of the things we said you should do to get closer to God?
By reading your Bible.
Reading your Bible regularly every day.
Doing your quiet time.
Having your quiet time, consistent, persistent quiet time.
Praying every day.
Praying every day.
Spending time with God.
Spending time with God. Going to church or fellowshipping with Christian brothers every day or all the time. Okay, so these are some of the things that will help you to get closer to God. Listening to good Christian music. Okay, the music you listen to, it can also help you to get closer to God. What else? Did you say attending a good school? Attending a good school can make you get closer to God. All right. So, I'm trying to read the text. We have a lot of messages here, both on WhatsApp and normal text. Okay. All right. Okay. So, our final words to our friends who are listening to us. What are the lessons, the values that we have learned from this scripture? Amma, let me start with you. What are the values you have learned? What have you learned from this scripture? The parable of the fishing net. Personally, what have you learned? Let's pick this last caller. Let's tell him that he's our last caller. Hello.
Please, I beg you. I'm summarizing Matthew 21.
Can we?
Not everyone. We say
hello,
Lord.
Hello, sir. Hello, sir. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. When if you call us, we exchange greetings, and then you tell us your name and where you are calling from, and then we give you a chance to make your submission. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please,
my name is Ejaben.
Ejaben.
I'm calling from Dakuma.
You are calling from Dakuma.
Yes.
Okay. So relax.
I'm always listening to your program.
Thank you, sir.
It's a blessing to me.
Wow.
So as soon as your text is Matthew 10:21.
Okay.
It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, can enter the kingdom of heaven.
Okay.
But even that the will of my Father. Never.
Okay. What does it mean? Hello?
Yes.
Yes. What you have read now, what does it mean?
That it will separate the Christians who do the will of God.
Okay.
When it comes to heaven. Those who that don't do the will of God will go to hell.
Thank you so much, sir, for your submission. We are very grateful. This is a very good point you have added to what we are discussing. God bless you so much. Keep listening to Generation 419.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. Yes, Emanuela. Amma, you are talking, yes.
I learned that at the close of age, the angels will come out and separate the righteous from the wicked.
Okay. All right. Yes, keep. Yes, Emanuela.
I learned how it will help us as young Christians. It will help us by not following unbelievers,
okay,
but by spending time with God, not something else.
Okay.
Like some Christians, they are always somewhere, like pubs, they are always on their phones, they are always watching television.
Yeah.
But the best time is spending time with God.
Christine, Angel Christine. Yes, what have you learned from the scripture the whole passage we discussed? What have you learned personally?
I've learned that we should have like a personal time with God in church. When it's Sundays, we shouldn't go anywhere. And when there are conventions, we should come. Like, if there's a convention and you decide not to go, but you go for a club, and
it's not right to do that. Okay, whenever there's church activity, okay, you as young people, we must try and put ourselves in that. Right, this one says that my name is Inshira from Kutubabi. The parable of the fishing net teaches us that bad fishes will be thrown away. That's true. Bad fishes would definitely be thrown away. And I don't think that any of us would like to be a bad fish. Okay, none of us would like to be a bad fish. All too soon, our time is up and we'd like to go. Okay, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3 and it's Generation 419. But before we go, I want to give some shout out to our friends, family members, church people who are listening to us. Amma, who do you want to give a shout out to?
My relatives.
Your relatives? Do I know your relatives? Who are your relatives?
Okay. My mom.
Your mother.
And siblings at home.
Siblings at home, all right. Ella.
I want to give a shout out to my grandmother.
Your grandmother.
And my mom.
And your mom. Christine. Angel Christine.
I want to give a shout out to my father.
To your father.
And my mother.
And your mother. All right. And to all our listeners, all who called in to make a contribution to what we have just discussed, we want to say God bless you so much. This is Sweet Melodies, and it's been Generation 419. And it's been nice here with the children from the Kodesh Family Church, Mighty God Cathedral in Mandela, SCC. Good morning to you, Bishop Kweku Sompa. He is the resident bishop at the QFC Church, Mandela, Mighty God Cathedral. So if you are in and around Mighty God Cathedral? If you are in and around Mandela SCC, Mandela. If you are in Mandela, you know where Mandela is. So if you are in and around Mandela SCC, tomorrow is Sunday, and we would like you to join us at church. Come with your children. Do you have children's church? I'm sure you have children's church.
Yes.
So come and bring your children to join us, and you yourself, if you don't have a good church to go, I think that's a good church you can attend. If you go, they say you are looking for Bishop Kweku Sumpa, and tell him that Reverend Dr. Ike said, come and see him and say hello to him. God bless you, all of you listening to us. And one Emanuela requested that we pray for her. Father, we pray for Emanuela. We ask that may you keep her sustained. We pray for all our listeners who are listening to us. We pray that, Lord, may your covering be upon them. Help us, shield us, help us to live a holy life. And at the end, we'll be careful to give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, guys, God bless you so much for coming. It's been exciting with you. I've enjoyed every bit, every minute with you. God bless you so much. Have a good day. And my name is Reverend Dr. E.K. And I believe that next week, God willing, we are going to meet here again. Keep listening to Generation 419. And I believe that you are going to be blessed on Sweet Melodies 94.3. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. Bye. I made my castle tall. I built up every wall. This is my kingdom.